Today, Australian home prices teeter on a high cliff. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of those posts covering finance and property news. Well, there should be no surprise that home price growth is easing, and indeed prices are falling in some places up to the end of the year as a combination of higher for longer interest rates, broader financial pressures, reduced borrowing capacity, and even easing migration are all taking their toll. This despite assurances from Claire O'Neill that prices would not drop. Remember that? The reality is that gravity is finally catching up with the market. Many observers expected home prices to fall in response to the Reserve Bank's aggressive interest rate hikes, which made property significantly more expensive. However, prices defied gravity and increased due to record net overseas migration and acute stock shortages. But as a result, Australian property values have decoupled from borrowing capacity, resulting in historically low affordability. Realistically, home prices will continue to fall until the RBA cuts interest rates, which would increase affordability and improve borrowing capacity. But even then, growth will be anemic at best. This is consistent with our three scenarios and our base case, as reported in recent months. Now, the latest data comes from CoreLogic's Home Value Index to December, with values down 0.1% nationally over the month after peaking in October and holding flat in November. The December decline in the national index was enough to drag the quarterly change into negative territory, also down 0.1%, to mark the end of what has been a surprisingly strong and resilient period of growth between February 23 and October 24. CoreLogic's research director Tim Lawless said this result represents the housing market catching up with the reality of market dynamics. Growth in housing values has been consistently weakening through the second half of the year as affordability constraints weighed on buyer demand and advertised supply levels trended higher. Higher supply is code for more people having to sell, especially some investors, while purchases are becoming more wary. CoreLogic says the first half of 24 saw national home values rise 4.1% before slowing to just 0.7% through the second half of the year, with five of the eight capital cities recording a decline in values between July and December. In annual terms, Australian home values are up 4.9% in 2024, adding around $38,000 to the median value of a home. Of course, granularity is important, and remember that averages mask. Three of the capitals recorded a decline in values over the year. Melbourne was down 3%, Hobart down 0.6%, and the ACT was down 0.4%. At the other end of the spectrum were the mid-sized capitals, with Perth values surging 19.1% higher over the year, Adelaide up 13.1%, and Brisbane values 11.2% higher. Although the mid-sized capitals recorded double-digit annual growth in 24, it is clear those markets have passed their peak rate of growth. The rolling change in Perth has eased from a cyclical peak of 24.7% over the year ending July. Adelaide's 12-month trend has slowed from 14.6% in August, and Brisbane's annual gains peaked in April at 17%. December also marked a change in the quarterly capital city rankings, with Adelaide overtaking Perth as the strongest market, with values up 2.1% in the December quarter, compared with a 1.9% rise in Perth values and a 1.3% increase in Brisbane. Extremely low advertised stock levels have continued to support strong growth conditions across Adelaide, with stock levels tracking down 34% below the previous five-year average in mid-December. Perth, on the other hand, has seen a clear lift in advertised supply, which has provided buyers with more choice and less urgency, supporting a sharper slowdown in value growth relative to Adelaide, Lawless added. The most affordable quartile of the capital city markets have shown the highest rates of growth in value in 2024. Across the combined capitals, housing values in the lowest quartile of the market were up 9.8% in 2024, while the upper quartile values rose by only 1.5%. With worsening affordability constraints and reduced borrowing capacity, we have seen buyer demand pushing towards lower priced markets, which has in turn supported stronger growth conditions in those areas, Lawless said. Regional housing markets finished the year on a stronger note, with values up 6% over the year compared with a 4.5% rise across the combined capital index. Like the capital cities, regional value growth was dominated by the regional areas of Western Australia up 16.1%, South Australia up 12.5%, and Queensland up 10.5%. At the other end of the spectrum, regional Victoria and the Northern Territories were the only rest of state markets to record a decline in values through 2024, down 2.7% and 4.7% respectively. Rental markets also finished the year on a softer note, with the national rental index up just 0.1% in the month of December, to be 0.4% higher through the December quarter and 4.8% higher over the calendar year. That was the smallest December to quarter rise in rents since 2018, Lawless said. On a rolling annual basis, we haven't seen an annual change this small since the 12 months ending March 2021, following the early COVID patch of weakness. However, the annual change in national rents remains more than double the pre-pandemic decade average at 2% per annum. The slowdown in rental growth is apparent across most capital cities and comes amid a reduction in net overseas migration, a trend towards larger capital city households, and continued rental affordability challenges. The ACT and Hobart have bucked the trend, with rental growth rebounding through 2024 after a period of weakness. Hobart rents have moved from being one of the weakest in 2023, when rents fell 3.6%, to one of the strongest in 2024, with a 6.4% increase, Lawless said. Rental trends are likely to remain subdued in 2025 as overseas migration returns to more normal levels and the average household size continues to trend higher towards pre-COVID levels. Rental affordability is also likely to remain a key challenge leading into 2025, with CoreLogic's latest metrics showing a record level of rental unaffordability, with the median rent consuming a third of the median household income in September. With rental growth stabilising and housing values starting to edge lower, gross rental yields are unchanged relative to December 2023 at 3.69%. But of course, the net rental yields, which is the key number, which is the one I calculate, is underwater in many places now. Across the capitals, Darwin units saw the largest rise in gross rental yields through 2024, rising 47 basis points to 7.9%, followed by Melbourne's unit sector with a 37 basis point rise in the gross rental yield to 4.8%. The unit market in Perth was down 71 basis points, Brisbane was down 54 basis points, and Adelaide was down 36 basis points, and they are the largest falls in gross yields over the year. The final months of 2024 have set the framework for a soft start to 2025. However, as with 2024, we could well see another year of multi-speed conditions, with the potential for a modest rebound in value growth once interest rates start to come down. The key trend to watch in 2025 will be a reduction in the cash rate. Any changes in macroprudential policies, a further slowdown in overseas net migration, an ongoing shortage of newly built housing, and some potential improvements in housing affordability. A lower cash rate would help to bolster housing demand, but we don't expect low interest rates to be the catalyst for a renewed phase of strong value growth. Financial markets, based on an ASX cash rate futures, is now pricing in a 25 basis point cut of the cash rate by April and around 77 basis points of cuts through the 2025 calendar year. So rates are still going to be quite high. Rate cuts could well support a further boost to consumer sentiment and will provide some welcome relief to borrowers through lower mortgage repayments and a boost to borrowing capacity. But it will take a lot more than 3 or 4 rate cuts to get interest rates back to the pre-pandemic decade average of 2.55%, which of course was artificially low. Any changes to macroprudential policies are likely to flow through to the housing markets too. As interest rates come down, we could see APRA adjust the mortgage serviceability buffer lower from the current setting of 3 percentage points back to 2.5 percentage points. However, there is no guarantee that this will be the case. The November statement from APRA noted that the risk of financial shocks have not abated, and regulators have warned that elevated household debt levels are a key vulnerability. So we could potentially see APRA implement new macroprudential measures, such as a limit on high loan-to-value or debt-to-income lending, if household debt levels increase further as interest rates reduce. Net overseas migration is expected to wind down further in 2025. The annual population statement from the Centre of Population notes that net overseas migration peaked in the financial year 2022-2023 and is set to reduce further as overseas arrivals continues to moderate before stabilising in 25-26, alongside a pickup in departures as the surge in temporary migrant visas expires. Thus, migration is likely to flow through to a further easing in rental demand and, over the medium term, reduced demand for home purchasing. The shortage of newly built housing is likely to remain a feature of the housing sector through 2025, delivering new housing stock that has both an acceptable price point for consumers as well as an appropriate profit margin for builders and developers will remain a challenge amid high construction costs and intense competition for labour and inputs from large public sector infrastructure projects. The good news is that dwelling approvals look to have moved through a low point, and we could see more announcements from the federal and state governments aimed at supporting residential construction activity. A shortage of newly built housing is likely to support housing values until a material supply response is underway. So houses are likely to be more affordable as value growth stalls and incomes rise. 2024 saw a marked deterioration in housing affordability, with dwelling values to income ratios equaling record highs, while mortgage serviceability and rental affordability worsened to record levels. Those metrics will show an improvement in 2025 as income growth outpaces the growth in housing values, interest rates reduce and rents stabilise or even fall. Lower costs of living pressure should also provide some additional support for housing demand and could help to keep a floor under the values in 2025. But we will see, there's a lot here that's not yet known. When will the RBA start cutting? Well, probably May, maybe, or maybe later in the year, depends on inflation. And that could be impacted by international factors like what Trump does with the tariffs. And then, of course, this question of supply is quite significant. There is definitely more demand than supply at the moment. But we've also got quite a few people now getting past their ability to continue to pay the high interest on their mortgages. So we will just have to watch and wait. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.